Now let's see if any of this week's new movies deserve your business. Here's our weekly digest of what the critics are saying, courtesy of the online magazine Slate. Mark Jordan Ligon has this summary judgment.
Even though it's the dog days of summer, we have three wide releases to choose from this weekend. First up, we have the R-rated comedy, The 40-Year-Old Virgin. Former Daily Show regular Steve Carell stars as a guy who just never got around to, well, you know, look, just insert your own euphemism. Oh, now you got me to say insert. The title is the plot. Catherine Keener and Paul Rudd also star.
Hold up. Yo, answer this question. Are you a virgin? Are you a virgin?
Yeah, not since I was 10.
It all makes sense! You're a virgin!
Shut up.
How does that happen?
Most of the critics promise to be gentle, and they really like The 40-Year-Old Virgin. Even though The Hollywood Reporter complains that sticking to one joke in an unconscionably long movie makes for a very stale, witless, and repetitive comedy, the majority agrees with Entertainment Weekly, which calls it buoyantly clever and amusing, and The Washington Post cheers filthy, funny, and sweet in equal measure. Next up, we have the computer-animated family film Valiant. This comedy adventure is about an undersized pigeon who dreams of joining the elite Royal Homing Pigeon Service during World War II. There, lad. Keep a stiff upper beak. Ewan McGregor and John Cleese provide some of the vocal talent.
I'm just what they're looking for, a pigeon with that something extra.
Well, you know it's not a bloke's wingspan that counts. It's the size of his spirit.
Wish me luck.
Good lad.
That boy is gonna get creamed.
Many of the critics won't even throw crumbs to Valiant, almost all complaining of the by-the-numbers storyline. The Chicago Tribune finds it a mix of top-notch voice talents, standard computer animation, and several missed story opportunities. The New York Times squawks poorly plotted and suspense-free, and the Hollywood Reporter sighs, a plucky little bird that just won't fly. We close with the latest film from horror master Wes Craven. Red Eye is a suspense thriller about a young woman on a late-night flight who discovers true terror at 30,000 feet. That's right, she's seated next to a baby with colic. No, actually, she's seated next to a nice young man who turns out to be incredibly dangerous and who wants to use her in his treacherous plot. Rachel McAdams and Cillian Murphy star.
Joe Reisert, your father?
Where did you get that?
Grabbed it off your dad's desk next to your graduation picture. You tell the flight attendant and your dad dies.
The nation's critics consider Red Eye a first-class thriller. The Seattle Post-Intelligencer shouts, an extraordinary exercise in claustrophobia, a movie Hitchcock might have made about our 9/11 paranoia. The Christian Science Monitor raves, taut, tense, gripping, and suspenseful. And the Minneapolis Star Tribune says the film stretches believability to the breaking point more than once, but the story moves with such headlong speed that there's scarcely time to object. Hey, if Red Eye makes money, look for the horrifying sequel, Pink Eye, where everyone on a long transatlantic flight gets conjunctivitis. Hey, you laugh, but those medicated eye drops hurt.
Mark Jordan Ligon is a writer living in Los Angeles.